Three ball on the way. Good. Madison Branch, red hot to start the second half. She's got a game-high 11 points, and it's 26-21.
You're listening to AM 930 WEOL.
And welcome back to Wolfies as we have the high school girls preview. We're joined now by Dave Zavara, veteran head coach of the Avon Lake Shore Gals. And Dave, great to see you coming off an interesting season. 16-7 a year ago, and I know you got a lot of girls back.
Yes, but that was not a very good highlight.
Why is that?
Madison Branch, ACL this summer.
Oh, really? Well, we'll see if Allen can rack up another one then. Give him a player that you got coming back, and he'll rack it up, I guarantee you.
See, I don't think she played any varsity last year, but as long as we're talking about ACLs, Miss Robinson, my sophomore backup, ACL this summer. So we're down 2 point guards.
Wow. Well, it's good to start the conversation on a positive note.
No problem, yeah. Plus, I'm lucky to be here.
In more ways than one.
And I do work at least 2 hours at school, not one. You know, people do listen to you, people.
Oh, we know that.
Yeah, kind of ticked me off on the way here. I almost made a U-turn.
You did have a little bit of a health scare. You okay, buddy?
I'm doing great.
All right.
I'm doing good. Yeah.
So, obviously, this gives you a new perspective on the excitement of getting ready for a new season.
Correct.
Sheds a whole new light on it.
That's right. You keep things in perspective.
Well, Rob said you're coming off a very nice season, though,
so you
hope the momentum of that.
Right.
The good vibe of that carries through.
Right. And the thing is right now, we've had a great turnout of girls. Right now we got 34 girls in our program, and there's my assistant coach just coming in.
Where you go, everybody goes, Dave.
Yeah.
You're like the Pied Piper.
By the way, if you notice, my table's getting kind of full. There. Can I have a couple more gift cards? My wife's thinking about getting salmon. And by the way, she has been practicing, Tim.
On the piano?
Oh, yeah.
Saturday, December 19th.
Oh, yeah. She's
we'll
been,
be there.
Hey, she's getting new songs.
Yeah. New songs?
New songs. New Christmas songs.
All right, well, let's get back to girls' basketball.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'll say that. Okay. How much time? You said till 9.
Well, not for you.
Well, those other guys can go at 9:05. Kevin Collins won't talk that long.
Who are some key players you got coming back?
Sarah Winkle is a senior coming back this year, and she's a great leader.
She's a gritty player.
Yes, very good. Very good player. I mean, she'll go through the wall for you. She plays hard and very aggressive and does real well. Sarah Lucas is coming back this year as a junior, a decent, real good shooter. This year we have quite a few underclassmen that are going to step up and do some things for us. We've got two sophomores that are 5'11". Bridget Monar and Delene Harrington will be our post inside, and they're going to do a nice job for us. We got some other seniors coming back, Lauren Urich, Casey Ballman. Right now we have 13 girls on a varsity team, and it's been very competitive practices, and they've been doing real well.
Dave, what year is it for you at Avon Lake?
Fifth year. This is my fifth year.
All right. Yeah. Now your fifth year, you're used to them. They know you. Is this basically how long it takes to kind of to get the program established? I shouldn't say established, but where you want it to be?
Right. I would say, again, when I first got there, a good question. You know, we were lucky to maybe even have a freshman team. You know, for some reason, the girls weren't coming out, what have you. And like I said, we built it up to having 34 kids out there. This year was the first year of the 5 years. We had to, unfortunately, let some kids go, which is always tough to do because, everyone wants to be a part of a program like that, and it's really hard to bring them in and tell them that, it's a numbers game and what have you. I would say last year was the biggest turning point. Again, I can't say anything about those seniors last year. Baltazer, Butry, and those girls did a great job, which contributed to the 16-7 season we had last year because of their efforts and work habits.
As long as you've been doing this, is that still the hardest part when you have to look at a girl and tell her, sorry, you can't be on the team?
Without a doubt. I mean, all the years, even with boys, you know, they say boys don't cry. When they don't make a team, there's tears in there, and you feel bad. This year, I'll give an example. When I had to let a girl go, she's crying. I started crying with her, and I try to tell her, not to be rude to her, but you can do film for us, scoreboard, what have you. It's a paid position. If you want to be part of the program, which I think this year she might do that.
I'm sure there's a lot of girls that want to be a part of it somehow.
Yes, and the tough part is when you see them walk in as friends, and all of a sudden they're friends on the team, but they're not on the team.
Right.
And it's very tough. And I am a very, believe it or not, soft-hearted individual.
Oh, you are.
When it comes to that.
You are.
We'll go back to Earl Haverfield. Now, that guy, God bless them.
That was not a soft-hearted man.
No. In fact, people told me
that I loved Earl.
People, oh, yes, we all loved Earl. And people told me, you know, what was he like? I says, he has a heart, but he doesn't. I says, he cut me from a golf league because I missed 2 weeks. And I said, Earl, what time do we tee off on Monday? He says, I tee off at 6. You don't because I cut your ass. Cut you. Sorry. Beep.
We're going to have to put you on after 8 o'clock. Oh, on during the 6 o'clock hour.
There goes the family hour.
Yeah. So it is very tough. It's very tough.
So looking at this year's team, you know, you've gone through some practices now. I don't know if you've had a couple of scrimmages or not, but what do you like about this team? You're getting ready for a season. You go, man, I can hang my hat on this. What is it?
The work ethics right now. Every practice has been very intense. They're going after each other. They're working hard. They're playing hard. They're catching on to things, and they're doing the right things right now. And I like the chemistry.
You know, what will they do well? What will be the trademark of this team?
We'll be a very aggressive, hard-nosed team.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know, we have the girls, too, this year. We feel, as a coaching staff, that we can put 5 out there, and if they get tired, we can put 5 more and what have you. I think we have a very strong bench, and, again, we have a good nucleus of different levels, seniors, juniors, sophomores, freshmen.
Again, we're talking with Dave Zavara, girls head coach at Avon Lake.
What are the expectations for this year? 16-7. I know you've had some injuries, but with a lot of girls back and this good attitude you talk about, additional teams into the league, what are some of the expectations?
I think we're going to be competitive. And with the new league arrangement here, you know, we'll find out real soon how good we're going to be. We open up with Avon and then follow with Westlake. And then Lakewood, and I think North Ridgeville. So we're going to find out real quick, you know, what we need to improve on and how competitive we're going to be in the league.
What's the biggest concern going into the year?
Right now, practice, shooting. Oh, my gosh. You know, last couple of days, we haven't shot very well. Now, I gave that to Mr. Burke, my assistant coach, so he better pick up a notch, you know.
That's all on him.
That's all on him. But again, you know, I tell the girls sometimes, and you hear a lot of coaches say this, which I think is true, defense can make you get easy points. And right now we're preaching, we got to play defense so we get the easy points.
I've heard it said that you love coaching defense, that's really your specialty. What is it about the defensive side of the game that you really enjoy? Because every coach that you've been under, as an assistant coach or when you were a head coach, you know, Zavara, changing defenses, multiple defenses, Dave will throw this at you. What is it about the defensive side?
I guess it's my competitiveness that I'm going to put it to you. Somehow I'm going to stop you some way, somewhere. I don't care if it's a street fight or on a basketball floor or football. You know, my goal is basically to put some pressure on you, and you're going to have to do some different things, and we're going to come after you. We're going to come after you.
Is your defensive philosophy still evolving, even for all the years you've coached, or are you pretty much honed in now on what you do?
No, I'd say it's defense.
No, I mean, is that defensive philosophy still changing, evolving, or are you basically, here's what I do?
No. I do different things. I learn from other people. In fact, I'll give you away my secret. We have some plays that we call, and the girls catch on finally. As you know, I'll call a play either Finley or Raider. I stole that play from that team. You know, I'm not sure Tom Thompson's coming here, but he has a play.
Columbia.
I stole it from him. I call it Raider.
Well, you rated it.
That's right. That's right. You know, in fact, we put a new defense in the other day, and the girls are saying, well, where'd you steal this from?
Is it different coaching defense to the girls as opposed to the guys? Do you do – how so?
Well, as far as, like, and the girls, I think you have to be in better position, you know, where a guy can react with his quickness. With girls, I mean, there's some quick girls, that there's no doubt about that. But I think with guys, they can react a little bit quicker, and if they make a mistake, they can be there. With girls, they have to be in a position to either stop the layup or to get in the person's face, that type of thing. But again, they're very, very coachable. I don't know if I told you guys this story, but my first year there, we have a defense where you don't go outside the arc. Okay?
Don't go outside the arc.
The
okay.
Three-point arc, because you have a very good penetrating team but not a very good outside shooting team. So we called this defense, and this girl was doing the right thing, and the ball went outside the arc. She got to the arc, and she stopped. She froze. And I said, what are you doing? You said, don't go outside the arc. So, Rob, I learned with girls, you got to tell them almost exactly how you want this done, because they're going to follow to the T, basically.
But that's a good thing. I mean, it means they're coachable.
Sure. Oh, very much so. Very much so.
So to wrap things up, as Rob said, you come off a 16-win season. Now you lost some good talent off of that. But knowing what you know about this club, especially with some of the younger girls and some of the injuries you're dealing with, is this a team that'll be a much better team January and February than it will be starting out?
No, I think we'll be okay.
Okay.
I think we'll be all right. Again, we're going to find out real soon. Like I said, we opened with Avon and West Egg, which definitely is going to be two great teams. And we'll find out as far as, like, okay, what do we need to improve on? Which, in a way, is not a bad thing to start out that way, because that way you can work on things and improve yourself. Sometimes you work, if you come out and start with some teams that aren't as good, you think, oh, we're good. We can sit back and relax. So I think, no, we're going to have to do that. And that's right now, as a coaching staff, we're preaching to them that we got to play defense. You know, again, not the wrong word. We got some shooters. But defense is going to help us out quite a bit, I think, this year. That's going to be our biggest philosophy.
Very cool. Well, I know Deb is waiting on her salmon. I'd hate to have you just sitting here till 9 o'clock talking to us, Dave.
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. What else you guys want to talk about?
But we are thrilled to have you here tonight.
I'm glad to
be here. We are very pleased that you have joined us here tonight. And we look forward to not only your games on WEOL, but our Saturday morning, December 19th, get-together.
Very good.
That'll be fun, my friend.
All right, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
Good
appreciate
to see you. Thank you, Dave. Dave Zavara, girls head basketball coach at Avon Lake, as he joins us here at the head table talking a little Shoregal high school basketball. As, again, we're gearing up. Girls hoops will tip off 1 week from Friday, and we'll have coverage on WEOL and, of course, on our website, WEOL.com.